Good afternoon, I'm DJ Magic.
And I'm DJ Hexmog.
And we are here with...
Hey y'all, my name is Suzanne Morrissey. I am a senior and I'm from Jasper, Tennessee.
Ooh! Jasper. Okay. So today we're going to be talking about volleyball. And Suzanne, so I know you were in volleyball. How did the season go for you?
It was really good. So yeah, I'd never played before. It was my first season ever playing volleyball. And I feel like... I personally and the whole team made a lot of great improvement, and JV, which I was on, we did not win a game, but I think I saw some great improvement from everyone, and we got really close to beating a few teams.
Yes. So can you explain what volleyball is?
Just for well, like 10 people. Absolutely. So volleyball is a sport that you play with a ball that's is very bouncy. And basically you either have to bump it with your arms, set it kind of with your fingertips, and then spike it over. And the goal is to not have the ball touch the ground on your side, but you want it to touch the ground on the other team's side.
Could you explain what like bumping and setting and spiking is?
Absolutely. So a bump is essentially you put your two arms together and you want the top part to be facing up to kind of create a platform. And then you get in a kind of a lower stance, maybe almost like a squat, and you just have the ball hit you on the platform of your arms. So that's a bump. And then a set is when it's kind of more over your head and you use the very tips of your fingers to kind of push it up. And then with spiking it, you're essentially just like hitting the ball as hard as you can downwards.
Ooh, very good description.
Thank you.
What inspired you to play volleyball?
I have tried so many different sports all throughout my life. But I have never really been on a competitive team sport. And for my senior year, I really wanted to be a part of something and do something for the school and really just get to know a lot of amazing other people. So I decided to join volleyball. And I mean, it's a great way to stay active during the summer, during any other time. So yeah, and it's fun to play with friends.
If you could give like any advice for new players, what advice would you give them?
Ooh, that is a really great question. One, I think your mindset is everything. Just if as long as you have a really good mindset and just think, I know I'm not getting this right now, but I can do it. I will do it eventually. Because volleyball is actually a very technical game. It's a lot harder than it actually looks. And so, yeah, just being willing to have grace with yourself because you are new and you're trying a new sport. And also for technique wise, I really think just staying low to the ground is really helpful. And also just keep in your mind that like that ball is yours. Just go for the ball. That ball is always yours.
Yeah, as Reese said, Reese Michaels, she'd always be like, me, me, me.
Me, that, me, me.
That's my ball. That's my ball.
Mine. Be one with the ball. Yes. Like, be one with the ball. Now, did you have any like goals or aspirations for yourself that you wanted to achieve before the season ended?
Yes. At the beginning of the year, or the volleyball season, I guess, I was like, you know, I really just want to feel proficient in my skills. And by the end of the season, I really did. And one of those goals was getting my serve over, which if you don't know, serving is kind of how you start a new, I guess, round, I would call it, of volleyball. And you kind of throw it up and then you hit it and you're at the very back of the court and it has to get all the way over the net and onto the other side of the court. And so, and I was really struggling with that at the beginning, but at the end, I was able to serve pretty consistently.
How did that feel?
Oh, so good, Lydia. So good. Man, you have no idea. Like, oh, when I got it, I just felt like I wanted to cry. I was like, aww. I feel so happy.
If there was like, so you know how volleyball has rules and stuff. If there was a rule that you could change, what would you change?
Oh, so many. I think a lot with serving, now that that's on my mind, the whole footfall thing where essentially you can't, there's a line that you cannot cross when you are serving. And that got me a couple times, so I wish that wasn't a rule. And also the amount of times that you can touch the ball, since when it's on your side, you can only have 3 touches to the ball from different people too. So if I could change that, I would love for it to be like maybe five even. You know?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds great. I think I would definitely do that too. Now, I know volleyball can be kind of an intense game, you know, like the opponent team, they're like really tall and like yes. they just kind of oh, yeah. get your nerves in like a sort of jittery moment. So like, how do you prepare yourself for those really intense moments? Like, say, how we got some close games mm-hmm. with South Pitt and all the other schools. Like, how do you prepare mm-hmm. yourself for those, like, intense games?
Yeah. This is very cliche, but just take a really deep breath. I would just kind of, you know, have a little conversation in my head and be like, you've got this, it's okay. And I just kept reminding myself that our team was comprised of a lot of new players, and we were all really just trying our best. And I mean, we were new, we weren't going to win everything, and so I just reminded myself that this is just, we're trying to have fun, we're trying to learn how to work as a team. And also, even with that, just talking to my teammates, having a good time warming up, whatever. You know, sometimes we would be warming up and we would see the other team walk in and they were these super tall girls who looked really good, and I'd just be like, you know what, focus on us, I'm having a great time with my friends on my team, and that's all I need to focus on.
Yes, I think that's very good thing to live by. I know your position was sort of like in the front most of the time. Mm-hmm. So how did you feel about playing in that position?
It was great. When you were in the front, you get a lot of spiking action. And because when you're more in the back, you're more passing. So when you're in the front, you kind of just have to be ready for anything, because you're likely not going to get this really easy, simple pass to you. You kind of just have to be ready for whatever your teammates set you up with. And also, it's kind of your job to get that ball over and to get the point. So it was stressful, but it also was really, really fun because you got a lot of action.
Speaking of fun, what was your favorite part of the season?
There's so many. I can't even...
Including preseason.
Wow. Well, there... That time, in terms of like in the regular season, when we were playing, I believe it was Marion County, and we got really, really close to beating them. Mm. Like, I was on top of the world. I was having such a great time with you all, such a great time with my teammates. The crowd was, you know, pretty good that day. And that was amazing. And also, I really loved during preseason when we would all just sit together and watch TV shows together or laugh at whatever or have dance parties. Too hot to handle. What a show, guys. Oh, what a show.
Wonderful show.
And also, we had some fun little dance parties. And it was really fun to bond with the team.
Yes.
Are you thinking of continuing volleyball in college years?
I would love to. Even, you know, I likely won't play on a, you know, a main college team, of course. No way I'm going D1. And but no, like if there was a club or something that mm-hmm. I could join, or intramural, I would love to be a part of that. So what about you all?
Oh, I do want to continue volleyball in college. As a club, though, not as a...
D1, Lydia?
I'd definitely come to your games if you were D1.
Oh. A lot of pressure right there.
I mean, if it came down to it, I'd definitely continue. I know I have this one girl, she actually goes to university, and she plays volleyball, and she's taught me some pointers, so I'd definitely, like... hit her up and be like, hey, I'm doing volleyball in college, could you give me some like pointers or tips? So I definitely do that. Or if all else fails, try a new sport, because volleyball definitely was a new sport for me too, mm-hmm. as well as DJ Magic. Mm-hmm. So we were all kind of in this together. It's definitely great.
What other sports would you try?
Baseball. I really want to play baseball.
You did baseball though, right?
No, I did basketball in middle
basketball.
School.
Okay, basketball. Okay.
I was not very good at basketball. We don't talk about that. But I really do want to play baseball. Like if St. Andrews had a baseball team, I'd be on it. Yeah. I'd definitely be on it.
I know. I saw your eyes light up there for a second. You're like, baseball.
I love baseball so much. Well, thank you, Suzanne, for joining us today. It was very great having you here.
Oh, well, thank you so much for having me. I loved playing with you all this year, and I look forward to continuing to spend time with you all this year as seniors. Crazy, right?
Thank you so much,
Suzanne. Thank you so much, Suzanne.
Thank you.